News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The third level institutions here have actually published their own set of guidelines for the coming academic term. And among the guidelines, face coverings should be worn in the classroom where the 2 metre social distancing rule can't be achieved. But there's no other requirement for other types of personal protective equipment. Well, Jim Miley is the Director General of the Irish University Association, and he joins us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Jim, is that a good move?
Morning, Andrea. Well, these guidelines have been drawn up by public health experts, and they provide a basis for colleges to safely bring staff and students back to campus. What they do is they enable colleges to plan for more face-to-face teaching than would otherwise be possible, with a range of mitigation measures. Face coverings is one, but there are many other measures as well. Rotas for classes, staggered classes. Obviously, a whole range of sanitizing stations, signage, one-way systems, and so on. So there are a range of practical measures in there that provide very clear guidance, I think, for universities and colleges to reopen.
I suppose the big headline news today, Jim, from these particular guidelines is the fact that they're recommending really 2 metres in the lecture halls where it's possible. Where it isn't possible, it should be no less than 1 metre. But in that case, students are going to have to wear the face masks.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think, what is very clear about is that 2 metres is preferred, but it's very clear and very explicit that from a public health point of view, 1 metre distancing is safe, provided appropriate measures are taken. You know, we're getting to a point where, we're having to wear face masks in shops, and I think people are beginning to accept that as somewhat regrettably normal part of life for the foreseeable future. And I think what we're seeing is a huge demand for students that they want to be back on campus. And I think that, this is the compromise, I guess. Universities and colleges are different to primary and secondary. Mm-hmm. Students are not in the same classroom all day long. They go to a lecture hall. They perhaps go to a laboratory or a workshop afterwards or a tutorial. So they are moving around. So it's not as if you're stuck in the same place with a mask on your face for 3 or 4 or 5 hours.
Can I ask you, Jim, about one of the other recommendations that really caught my eye this morning? And I think a lot of students are really going to, take heed of this. The recommendation that the students, that they shouldn't visit other buildings other than the one that they're living in. So if you're living in, A accommodation block, you're not allowed to go over to see your buddy in the B block. How is that going to be policed?
Well, I think police is the wrong word on this. Like what we're trying to do here is change behaviour. We're trying to introduce good practice. What we've seen over the last 4 or 5 months in society is people have adapted in all sorts of ways that we would never have imagined possible. What's essential about that is, first of all, being clear about what we expect people to do, and then clearly communicating that. And I think this is for students, for staff. This is about their own health, the health of their families and friends. And I think what we're seeing in society is the vast majority of people are responsible and will go in accordance with the guidelines. So, the advice here is discouraging people from aggregating in groups that may increase risk.
For a lot of students, though, it's their first time away from home. They're making new friends. There's the whole college experience that goes with it. It really caught my eye this morning because I saw it as something that is going to be a difficult guideline to maybe get acceptance of.
Well, I think so. Look, I'm father myself of a college going student, so I'm fully aware of this. But look, I think in the main, people tend to default to the position that young people will misbehave and won't go along with this. But what we're seeing actually is quite the contrary. But I think if you're clear with people, if you communicate well with them, and if you get people to buy into this together. Mm-hmm. Then I think the vast majority of people will actually do this. And I think, that's the compromises we're all having to make these days.
OK, Director General of the Irish Universities Association, Jim Miley, my thanks to you for joining us here on News Talk this morning.